Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so let's do a few welcome to that's death.
Yeah, you do an intro.
Okay. Do we need to make it spooky? Hang on.
If you cut this bit out and then start with the spookiness.
I put my light off and I've got my little reading light on, so it's dark.
Oh yeah, I've got the light. Oh, I can't move. It doesn't.
Can't move. Oh, that's fine.
We'll close my eyes.
That works just as well.
It's dark. It's as dark as it would be.
It's just as dark.
Well, it's probably even more dark.
Probably. You've got very thick eyelids.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to That's Death Halloween Special. There's one.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Nice.
That's nice. Special.
So Dave, it's 4 years since the last time we did one. That's appalling.
Can you imagine? It's not great on our side, is it?
I know.
To be fair,
we've said it before. Can't talk at the same time.
Whoa, I think that
all
might
sorts
be
of problems. We're doing it again.
That's part of the scariness of this episode of That's Death.
Yeah, the fans going to be terrified. Which is the point.
Well, exactly.
Oh, can you hear my beard?
You can. You're growing out a beard. You're a bit like.
I've done
like,
that before on
the show. You have done it before. Who that means you're a bit like what's a scary monster that has lots of hair? I'm trying to think.
Jesus.
There must be one. There must be one. No, Jesus isn't scary. He's meant to.
No, and he's not a monster.
No,
praise
no.
Jesus.
A zombie.
Ah, the zombie version of me.
Yeah, that would be hairy.
Would I have more hair if I was a zombie, or would I just have the same amount?
Does your hair stop growing if you're a zombie?
Or is it growing more?
Because you're dead, aren't you? You're undead, so.
You go a bit more green, I
does
think.
Does it fall out? Does your hair fall out once you've zombified?
Maybe. I've never done that. Never been there, so I don't.
I've never considered this line of questioning. There's a question to start this episode of That's Death Halloween Special 2020.
And of course, you, the fan, can tell us what you think. If you lose your hair when you turn into a zombie, or if you turn green, or whatever you think you should write into the show, you can
maybe
contact us.
No, you've got multiple means to contact us if you want. We'd be happy to share some stories on here on the medium of podcasting.
Yeah.
So, Tom, are you sitting comfortably?
Oh yes, I am. I'm prepared for. A pleasant fright. I've said that before on the Halloween show.
A pleasant fright. Ooh,
yeah.
Sounds
ooh.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky. So are you, yeah, it's are a little you bit cold. Looking forward You got a cold?
No, it's a little bit cold.
Oh, you're a bit chilly. Oh, is that
perhaps because of the ghosts?
There's some ghosts. Yeah, remember we had a ghost on the show once.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah, maybe he'll make an appearance.
Jamie was his name.
Jamie the ghost. Ah.
Yeah.
Good.
He was
good
a very windy ghost, wasn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
He had wind problems.
Yeah, he'd
Yeah, he left his presents.
He'd breeze in and
and then breeze out.
Breeze out again.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a legend.
Oh, yeah. Or we might see him tonight.
So we might make an appearance.
I mean, I'm in a new flat now, so maybe he just...
Oh, he's moved on.
Yeah.
Well, no, you've moved on.
Oh, he was at my mum's house when I used to live at my mum's at the very beginning of this podcast. I think we're tangenting, Dave.
That's a tangent right there. Number one has been achieved. It was scary, right?
So scared.
So
what's coming up on the show?
What is today's show all about? That's a good question. So we are going to kick off with some ghosty stories. I hope you've got lined up for me, Tom. Oh,
what?
You're bringing some? No?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I thought you were doing that.
Oh, I thought I was opening.
You thought
the floor.
I was doing that.
I thought maybe you would. Well, I do have one, but but never mind. We've got some ghost stories to tell and to generally get excited about. Then we're going to do a fun quiz to find out what we should wear on Halloween.
I love a quiz.
Going to be amazing. Then we've got another scary story, but it's an automatically generated one. So we'll see what that ends up in
it's
the same
a blurb.
Vein.
It's a blurb. Yeah. That one's not a story.
Ah, okay. So it's in the same vein as the highly strung tennis racket. If long-term fans of the show will know what I mean.
Yeah.
Then we've got to finish off. We've got the a story. A horror story, choose your own path type thing.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Which might be quite. We'll see how that works. It might be quite fun to do.
We've got a lot to get through, I would say.
I think so.
Which is great. We've got a fun packed show. No, not fun packed show. A scary,
a very scary,
frightfully scary packed show.
You'll need to change your underpants after this show is finished.
Really? That's disgusting.
So I hope you brought a spare.
Well, I'm at home. I could just...
That's true.
I might need to go up to the toilet. Oh, that's a great idea.
Just put two on.
And then once I soil the first ones, I can just peel them off.
Well, it doesn't work though, does it?
Oh, no. They've been the wrong way around. Oh, no.
Damn it.
I have to not wear the second... Anyway, this is silly.
It's a bit weird.
Let's get on with the show.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
So, first of all, Tom, have you got a drink in front of you?
I do. Yeah.
You do. What are you drinking this evening?
I'm drinking
blood wine.
Water is blood wine. Blood wine. Ooh. Do you want me to hear me drinking it?
No.
All right. Well, there you go. I just did it.
What is your drink of this evening?
Water.
Water?
No, blood wine.
Yeah, blood wine.
Sorry. Better. I already told you it's blood wine.
I've got the devil's drink here.
Oh, what's that?
It's a Magner's cider, apple cider. From
you're drinking
co-op.
On the show again? Oh, Dave.
It's my week off. I'm allowed.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
And I'm drinking
one-off,
I'm drinking.
You're allowed this one time.
Thank you. A BrewDog beer glass.
Oh, nice.
Which is a lovely shape of glass, and I recommend to anyone.
What kind of shape is it? For those who can't see, which is everyone.
It's sort of glass shape.
What shape is your glass? It's glass shaped. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like...
I can see it now in my head.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's got a base and a stem, and then it opens up into a cup.
Oh, is it like a wine glass?
No.
No.
It's a beer glass. Cheers.
Cheers, yeah. Excellent.
So then, Tom, here we are.
Here we are.
It's not Halloween.
But it's Halloween.
It almost is.
Don't spoil the illusion.
Oh, that's true, isn't it? So, Tom, it's Halloween. Have you had a visit yet?
From who?
From a ghostly spectre?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, right. Okay.
No, have you?
How
would I know? Could I see them? Would they speak to me?
Well, they would probably make themselves known in some regard, yes.
Okay. Well, I will inform you if that happens.
I'm sure I'll hear it on the I'll hear it through
the goodness.
Was that Jamie?
That was me. Sorry.
I've
got a Kinder Bueno.
A Kinder Bueno? Is that a ghost?
No, it's a chocolate bar.
It's a chocolate bar.
A Kinder Bueno. Oh. Do you know Bueno?
Oh, lovely.
You must know. Anyway.
Yes, we had one. We remember in Germany we got given two for free. Remember that?
Was that a Kinder Bueno?
I think it was a Kinder Bueno, yeah.
Bueno.
What great memories that was. Hey, I bet that house was haunted we stayed in.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that was...
That was creepy. That was creepy.
Right, let's get on with the show.
What are you doing for
it's
Halloween?
It's only been 10 minutes. Halloween, what am I doing? I'm recording a podcast, obviously. A live podcast.
Well, after this podcast, this That's Death show, what are your plans? Are you venturing into the night?
No way. No, it's scary. I'm going to stay at home. I'll probably probably go to bed and read.
Okay. Are you reading a ghost story?
No, just a lighthearted.
Right. You're not really helping.
Oh no, sorry. I'm going to go to bed, which my bed is in a graveyard.
Oh, is it? Is it a coffin?
Sure. And I'm going to read Tales of the Underground People.
Ooh, that sounds good. I think you should write
a story.
You should use that one. That's good. I like it. Tales of the Underground People. Yeah. That's creepy, actually. I like that.
Maybe it could be like the underground creatures or something.
Not people, just some sort of weird lizard creature.
The underground beasts.
The underground beasts.
Tales of the underground beasts.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, use that.
A horror story by Dance Death. Yippee!
So we are going to be watching Netflix.
What? You're crazy, man.
I know. We're watching a series, a show on there. And I'm gonna cut this out because I'm gonna just get the name of it. Right. So we are going to be on Netflix later, and we are going to be watching The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Oh, my brother said that was good.
Oh, there we go.
He said to watch it. It's not really my thing, all that stuff.
It's quite atmospheric. It's quite a good Netflix show. So if you're listening and you have Netflix, give it a watch. You know, it really puts the willies up you.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well I might.
We've
do that.
Yeah. Give it a go. Give it a go. What have you got to lose?
Well, time
from your life.
And that. Yeah.
See, I'm really trying.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's, yeah.
I tell you what we've also been watching, actually. It's on BBC iPlayer called Ghosts.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's good.
You've seen that? It's great. Yeah. I really like
it. Clever, it's clever, isn't it? Yeah.
That's
more my sort of thing.
Yeah, light-hearted sort of. Yeah. Oh, he's got an arrow through his neck.
Yeah.
It's funny. Because it's the same people that do Horrible Histories.
Yeah, they do a few things. I've seen that kind of group in a few things, yeah.
Shakespeare and that. That's just, it's so clever and it's just funny and we really like it.
It's brilliant. I would recommend it. For sure.
I didn't mean to take your word there.
That's fine. Yeah. You can take my words and have them.
I'll steal your words all the time.
As long as you take care of them, you know.
I'll give them back. Obviously,
you've got to feed them and bathe them. You know, take care of them.
Yeah, you know. Poo them.
Yeah, you got to poo them. It's important.
That's a big part. Right.
Yes.
So, Tom.
Dave.
Do you have any spooky stories you'd like to...
No, I already told you. I already told you I didn't.
Oh, right. Well, I thought you might have thought up of something in the time.
Oh no. I've just thought of a scary story.
Ooh.
This is the tale of the underground beast.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this one. Oh, yeah.
It's classic. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. It was a dark night.
Oh.
And and Dino was in a graveyard. Dino does the makeup.
Have you just generated this?
No. what gave you that idea?
Dino's in a graveyard in a dark night. Yeah, lovely.
It's dark night.
What's he wearing?
He's naked.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. And then he says, "Oh Jesus," when Jesus appears from the heavens and comes down and says, "Dino, how's it going, mate?" And then he's like, "All right, the big J dog, I've lost all my clothes." And then he's like, "That's no problem, here you go." And he does like the Jesus thing and he gives him clothes because you know he can do what he wants, you know. Go on. Yeah.
No, carry on. I was enjoying this.
Yeah. And then he's in the graveyard and a ghost comes and steals his clothes again. and then Jesus comes back and he's like, "All right, J-Dog." And he's like, "It happened again." And Jesus is like, "These clothes aren't cheap, mate. You know, I can't just keep giving you clothes all the time." And but he's like, "Okay, this last time I'll give you your clothes." Ooh, and he does the Jesus thing, you know, gets the clothes again. And then a vampire comes and sucks his blood. And then this half man, half beast comes, he's in the ground and he comes out of the ground and then he bites his head off and then eats his head, and then all that's left of Dino is the body, and that's the end of part one. And then part two of 50.
Oh my God.
No, I'm joking. That was the end of the story. Thank God. Thank you. It's a classic tale. You've probably heard it before.
I'm gonna write that up. I'm gonna post it somewhere. That's brilliant. Well, thank you, Tom.
That was an
amazing story.
No,
amazing ghost story.
You're welcome.
Man, who would have thought it?
Yeah.
Jesus would be so generous.
That's what Jesus does, isn't it? He's Jesus. He fed the 5,000. Was it 5,000?
5,000, yeah.
Yeah.
What a man.
What a man.
We need a Jesus with us now.
Well, he's always with us, Dave.
That's true, actually. He's always with us. Yeah. Oh, dear.
So have you got a story? I mean, I know it's hard to top that one, but...
Well, funnily enough, I do, and this one is real.
What do you mean real? Oh, it's based on a real story.
No, it's based on
real
us,
events.
On me and Kerry, my girlfriend.
Oh, that should be good.
Ooh. So, set the scene. It's Saturday morning, and we decide to go to Jersey Museum.
Ooh, spooky.
Stunned, right. And we go there because we want to try the new breakfast there. It's called The Yard, and you can get like little it's like tapas stuff, so you can choose. Ooh, like, oh, I'll have one of them,
spooky
I'll have one
tapas.
Of them, one of them. Yeah, and we thought we'd get a small one, just try it out between us. And we had a coffee each as well, and it was really nice. It was a really lovely meal and all that. And so we say, oh, Shall we go into the museum? Should we have a look around while we're here? And like, we've got heritage cards, so there's no reason not to. So we're both like, yeah, why not? That'll be really nice. That'll be really nice. So we get up out of our seats.
Ooh.
And we walk into Jersey Museum.
Ooh.
Right. So because of COVID.
I'm so
COVID,
scared COVID, I can't talk.
I know. Because of the restrictions, because of the COVID-19, which is the real scary thing here.
Oh, scary COVID.
Yeah. There's like a one-way system in place. So basically, you got to go in, and then you got to go into the old house, and then you got to go up the old house, and then you go back down through the museum side. Yeah, basically.
Yep.
Okay. So set scene. It's a nice sunny day. Saturday. We just had a lovely breakfast, and we're coffee, so we're wide awake now. And we're going to the museum, Jersey Museum. We're like, let's go and have a lovely look around and see the little thing. And it was great because so anyway, this old, we go into the old house to walk up. We got to go up the stairs. So this old house is like excuse me.
You're excused.
It's like an old, what is it, like Victorian, Edwardian house? You must have been there. You know what I mean?
Sorry. I've probably been there at some point. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, well, that's what we thought as well. Like, we haven't done it for a while, so we're going to check it out. And it's like, yeah, so it's an old Victorian style, and it's been left that way, you know. It's been left, like, the period piece, it's got gas lighting, it's got all the rooms are done up and stuff. It's really cool, it's really nice, really nice. So we're heading up, we go up the first level. We look in the rooms, and it's all very nice, all very nice. Then we go up to the second level, and we look in the rooms, and it's all very nice, all very interesting. Then we go up to the third level.
Oh no, not the third level.
And there's a kitchen, there's a children's playroom, and it's got all these toys out, and it's like so cool. You know that game where you put the ball in the thing and you ping it back? It's like a pinball machine. You ping it back and it goes round.
Oh, yeah.
It lands in the things. We're playing that for about an hour. It's just amazing, you know. And there's a cup and ball, and we're playing with the cup and ball.
Oh yeah.
And there's dominoes, and there's all sorts. It's just, we're having such a great time.
Is it designed for kids, or is this for adults as well?
Oh no, it's for children. It's for children.
It's for kids or adults who think
they're kids. There, you know. So just to clarify, we are completely alone at this point.
Ooh.
No one around, not a sound, not even from the museum people. I don't know what they're called. The employees of the place.
Yeah.
So now we make the decision to go up into the attic.
Ooh.
So you go up the stairs one more time. It's a big spiral staircase. You go up the stairs one more time.
Yeah.
And straight in front of you, you've got like, I don't know, a little storage room. Then there's two other rooms you can go in, either one on your left and your right. On the right-hand side is like the guest room, I think it was. Like, there's all sorts of like things lined around, like swords and clothing and bed. And there's a bed in there and stuff. But just to give you an idea how people used to live.
Yeah.
And then we go in the door on the left. We go in the door on the left. And this is Elizabeth's room. Now, Elizabeth used to be the maid who used to work for the family there. So there's like a barrier. So you can't go in the room completely. It's like a barrier. So we're there, and we put our, you know, on the barrier, looking around, thinking, oh, yes, this is an interesting room. Interesting. Look at all that. And then Kerry says to me, ooh, that was weird. I thought I felt something on my hand.
Ooh.
Ooh. So it was a bit like, oh, that's, you know, we're both a bit like, oh, that's strange. She's like, she described it as like there was a fly or something on her. So she was, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing, not obviously nothing there, no fly, no, nothing that could have caused that. So a bit strange. So I'm bored at this point. So I've already walked back down the attic, I'm back down onto the third floor where the children's nursery area is. So Kez is following me slowly. And then she says to me, "Ooh, what was that?" I'm building.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And there's, and I and she says, "I'm sure I just saw something." So ooh. I walk back towards her, and I look up the stairs, and I saw nothing. I didn't see anything. But she swears she saw what appeared to be a white 90 move from one room to the other.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Could this be the spirit of Elizabeth? Maybe. Or could have been Trick the Light. Who knows?
Probably not.
But
I'm sorry, you know how I feel about these things. It almost certainly wasn't anything.
So we went back up and had a look, and there was nothing really to be seen. But that was my spooky story.
Great story. Our trip. Thanks, Dave.
The Jersey Museum. There we go. Woo!
Woo!
That was grand. That was good. I enjoyed telling it. It's quite
I enjoyed listening to some of it.
It makes you think, though. You know, and that's not the end.
No. Oh, I thought it was, but it wasn't. No, sound like the end, but it wasn't. No.
So we continue on, and at this point we need a pee. So let's just go. And the only toilets are on the ground floor again, so we have to go all the way through the rest of the museum. So we skipped half of it.
That's just boring museum stuff, isn't it? There's no kids' toys.
We need to go. You got to go. So anyway, we go there, and we went. And on our way out, we're like, oh, should we just grab a coffee and to take out? Like, yeah, sure, why not? So we headed out. So we went to the restaurant, cafe, whatever you want to call it. And we just got chatting to the server because she served us earlier, and she's like, oh, we just went to the museum. And I was like, well, we think we saw something up in the attic room. You're like, you know, like, there's something funny out there. And she was like, oh, don't say that. I've been told there's a ghost.
And she's
saying that she's got a look up that evening by herself.
Oh,
she doesn't want to do it now.
Ooh.
So there we are. Yeah. So there probably is something. I reckon there's something. There probably is something.
Yeah.
So next time you go to Jersey Museum and go to the attic room, have a care for poor Elizabeth in her 90.
Perhaps it's time we did another ghost discovery.
Oh, a ghost trip. Yeah.
A ghost drive, like not drive, but we could go to.
Oh yes. The boy.
The fan won't really know about our ghost drive unless you. It's not on YouTube, is it? Did we ever do it?
Well, it's not released. It's unreleased.
It's not been released.
It's unreleased because due to the fact that both the guys who were involved died during the filming.
Yeah. We never heard from them again.
Never heard again. No.
Until tonight.
One of those until tonight. That's they say on Halloween.
They come back every Halloween.
Yeah.
They walk around the streets at night
and scare people with.
Why do people only see ghosts at night? Why not in the day?
Well, Kerry didn't. It was in the day. Just did a story about seeing ghosts.
Wasn't it dark? No, it was really light. Oh.
No, that's the thing. The sunlight is light. You know, it's windows. It's light. It's coming through.
So it's probably just the light that she saw.
Why must you be so negative about these things, man?
I'm not being negative. I'm just being realistic. You know.
Oh gosh.
There's an answer for these things.
Anyway.
A very simple answer most of the time. Anyway, thanks for the scary story.
I know. But I hope that's. Is
I'm not
time
feeling
for
particularly
change of underwear.
Scared.
No.
No, not even close.
Oh man.
I've not even got a mark or anything. Not even close.
Oh dear. Well, on the topic of clothing, perhaps you would like to find out what Halloween costume you should be wearing this year.
Yes, let's do that. That sounds like fun. I mean, that sounds scary. What's your best scary laugh?
I'm sure we did this.
Oh, so we
do
done
like
this.
A, do like a Dracula. Is that a Dracula? You've got to sound a bit Romanian, haven't you? What is
Romanian?
That's where he's from, isn't it?
What do Romanians sound like?
European.
Say this is That's Life with Dave and Tom in a Romanian accent.
Hi, this is Dad's Life with Dave and Tom.
That's very good.
That was almost Chinese, actually. But yeah, fine.
Yeah.
That's Life podcast. I gave you one job. Anyway, no, we're finding out what Halloween costume we should be wearing.
Sorry. Yes, let's go.
So here we go. We are on magiquiz.com today. And Ooh. Here we are. So this is by Olivia James, 14.
Thanks, Olivia James, 14.
I don't know. I'm guessing that.
This should be good.
So Halloween fast approaches. Do you know what kind of costume you'll be wearing this year?
Yeah, we
didn't think so. Otherwise, would you be taking this quiz? She's got a point.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing it for like, I don't know, like a podcast or something. No, definitely not.
So never fear, we'll point you in the right direction. Making the costume happen, however, is entirely up to you. Ooh, right, here we go. So have you clicked the link?
No. Should I?
Shall I talk us through?
Well, I can do it if you want.
What would be the best way to run this? We're good at these quizzes. We like these quizzes.
I mean, you should have really done this before. So plan this out. All right, you have to cut this bit out as well.
I can do some cutting.
What's your favourite part of Halloween? Is this the right thing?
Give it a snip. Yeah, that's the one. Okay, so question one.
I think you just do it.
No, we'll both do it together to find out what we should wear. Right.
Oh, so we won't do the same. Okay, fine.
Right, so question one. What is your favourite part of Halloween? So we've got candy, I love dressing up, parties, pranks and fun, the magic of it all, things feel different on Halloween and it's fascinating, or I like all of it, but mostly I love scaring people.
I'm going to go with the magic of it all. Things feel different on Halloween, and it's fascinating.
Oh, okay, well, that's what I was going to go with.
Oh, really?
That's fine.
But you like dressing up, though.
It says I love dressing up. I don't. Yeah. I like dressing up.
No, you love dressing up. I've seen you on a Friday night. That was Davina. Anyway.
We're both going for the magic of it all. Okay. Lovely.
We can both do the same if we want.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, we are alike in lots of ways. Yeah,
we are, absolutely.
We're both male people. We both have heads. Anyway, go on. Yeah, yeah.
So question two, do you like scaring people on Halloween? So we got, sure, I love pranks and jumping out at people. That's you. No, I think Halloween should be more about having fun. Or I think the parts of Halloween can be a little bit scary, but I don't like to intentionally scare people. I don't think I'm that scary, but last year I made someone pee themselves.
Nice.
And the final one is only to get candy. Well, I like... do I like scaring people on Halloween? Well, I wouldn't be doing this podcast here, would we, if I didn't. So, sure, I like... I'm going to go for the top one.
Oh, okay.
I love jumping
I'm going to go for... I think that parts of Halloween can be a little bit scary, but I don't like intentionally scare people. Sorry.
Really? Oh,
are you okay? You sound like you're choking or something.
No, I'm fine. It's this blood wine I'm drinking.
Oh yeah, it goes down. It makes you cough, doesn't it? Mm. Okay. So you're going. Sure, I like pranks and jumping at people. I'm going. I think that part of Halloween can be a little bit scary, but I don't like to intentionally scare people. Lovely. Selected.
Right. Question three. It's gone a bit weird. How much candy are you planning on eating? And we've got, I'll indulge a little. Actually, I prefer to have a few cookies. Isn't eating candy the point of Halloween? And I'm going to eat so much, I'll turn into a piece of candy.
I'll indulge a little.
Is
mine.
I'm going to go with actually, I prefer to have a few cookies. I don't like candy myself.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan, but I'd have it like once a year.
No. Ooh, this is a good question. Have you ever worked? Next question. Have you ever worked at a haunted house or similar attraction?
Nope.
Ooh, right. So, no, I'm more likely to be on a Renfest or something. I think this is American.
Yeah, it could well be a goofy
one for kids. Yes, one of those very intense ones where you're allowed to actually touch the patrons. What? No, no, I'm not that really in. I'm not. What? No, I'm not really that into Halloween.
You got to say the words in the right order to make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, the last I'm one, that not really.
No, I'm not really that into Halloween. There we go. I got it.
Okay.
And the last one, I don't like the idea of scaring people. I never want to work there. Right. Okay. I'm a bit.
Kefuddled. I'll probably go for that last one, I think.
I never want to work for one.
I don't like scaring people. I don't. If it's like scary. I hate when people just jump out on people. I don't like that. That's
stupid. Have I ever worked at a haunted house or a something? I'm trying to think my. I don't know.
No, you haven't. I'm pretty sure you haven't, Dave. I think we would remember.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, that's a no for me then.
So you're going to go no. I'm more likely to be at a Renfest or something similar.
Yeah, I'll go with that one, yeah.
So I'll go. I don't like the idea of scaring people. I don't know. Do you want to Google it or do you just want to leave it?
No,
let's move on.
It's like the Wiggles. We're just going to go for it and see what happens.
Oh,
lovely. Do you believe in magic? So we got, I believe the...
An annoying child with a wand and a...
What do you mean annoying child?
Sorry, not annoying.
She's
lovely.
Fun.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
She's
that's
like, yeah. Right, so do you believe in magic? I believe in the paranormal, not magic, but totally different. No, it's all about, it's a little silly to me, in a soft way, like love or density. Destiny. Damn it.
Density. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, man,
like,
I messed that
like,
one up.
Like love or density. In a soft way, like love or density. Oh, that's great. That makes sense as well. Oh, priceless. Yeah, you can't write this sort of podcast gold.
Oh, God.
Density. Oh, great.
Okay.
Continue.
The next one is definitely, it's an important part of my worldview. Oh, jeez. And number five, that's not how the world works. I prefer to do things based on facts.
That sounds like someone. That sounds familiar.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? For the sake of it, I'm going to go with the density one.
In a soft way, like love or destiny.
Destiny.
Prefer density.
What are you going with?
That's not how the world works. I prefer to do things based on facts. Well, no magic.
Oh.
If you see like a magic trick.
Magic trick, yes.
Yeah, it's not real. Like, if you see how they're done, they're really dull and rubbish. But they look great when you actually see them done well.
Exactly.
But, so, it's like, magic does exist. It's just, like, not as exciting as it sounds.
Ooh.
It's made to look like... No, because it's not magic, is it? Yeah. That's not
You've
how the world
works.
You've
never been to Disneyland.
I prefer to do things. Oh, yeah, but that's magic in a different way, though.
Okay, it's fair.
Let's backtrack. In a soft... Oh, I can't go in a soft way like love or density. Definitely. No, I'm going to go with not how the world works based on facts.
Yep,
go
lovely.
On. Done.
Okay. Next question. I don't know how many there are, by the way. So
this could go on all night. Yeah.
Not too long.
This
how
good.
Much time do you want to spend on your Halloween costume? An hour at most, maybe a couple of hours. I'd go thrifting if I had
thrifting.
To.
Thrifting.
What?
I go thrifting.
Thrifting.
Thrifting. Right.
Thrifting.
No. No. Thrifting.
Thrifting. Oh my dear.
Closer. You're getting there. Thrifting.
What is it?
It's like. Is it like a thrift shop, like a sweet thing?
Like magic. Hold on.
I'm going to look it up.
Right, look this one up because this is completely through.
Thrifting.
I'm not going to get through this quiz.
It's a place in London. It's a place in London.
What? That doesn't make sense.
No, yeah, I don't think that's actually right. Thrifting,
a costume shop.
Definitely. Costume. Ah, oh, maybe, yeah. Oh, it's a shop. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear. Just say that.
I'd go thrifting if I had to. I'd go to thrifting. Come on, you got to improve on your grammar. Anyway.
Right. Answer three. It's not about how much time you spend. It's about how it looks afterwards. I'll spend as much time as I need to get it to look just the way I want.
Right.
Right. I've been gathering the things for my costume for a year.
Oh, my God.
And the last one, I want an incredibly elaborate costume. I'd probably pour either lots of money or many, many hours into it. Number two for me. I'm going to go thrifting.
An hour at most. I probably won't even do a costume.
Oh, but what? Oh. I was going to post on the...
Oh.
Our costumes.
Oh, in that case, for like a year before.
Oh, yeah, before. Well, next year then.
Yeah, for next year's. Yeah. Right.
Okay. No,
I'll go an hour at most because that's my honest, like...
All right. Okay. Be honest.
Is that fair? Yeah.
That's fair. Right, question seven.
Oh, golly, that's a scary
that's
picture.
Pretty... Oh, Jesus, that's a mugshot, isn't it? Right. Question seven. One of your friends suggests that you pull a prank on the guy you don't like.
That'd be Mark about you, Dave. That'd be Mark going, do you want to play a prank on Dave? Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sorry, go on.
Right. So the answers are, no, thank you. I don't want to mess up my costume. Sure, if it's on the way to something, why not? Why stop there? I bet we could really fuck them out. Oh, my God. I'd probably be the one suggesting it, or that seems really disrespectful. This is fantastic. Sure, why not? sure, why not?
You're going with that one?
Yeah.
Depends who it's on. It depends who it's with.
The guy you don't like. So it's me and you. It's Halloween night. We're like, oh, let's go play a prank on...
No, take that out. Take that out, yeah? You can take that out, yeah?
Yeah, I'll bleep it. No, it's you perfect. I'll just bleep that, and they won't have no idea who
it
is.
No idea who it is. Okay, brilliant. You better bleep it.
I'll bleep that.
There'll be trouble.
No.
I'll be coming for you if you don't.
Scouts, oh no, I'll bleep that.
Okay, thanks, man.
I mean, I cross my heart and hope to die.
Stick a needle in your eye?
In my eye. And there's more to it, isn't there?
Yeah. We could make up the rest.
Right. Next question.
Sorry. No, I'm going to go with...
Oh, you haven't done it yet. Oh, sorry.
Sure, if it's on our way to do something, why not?
Lovely.
Okay.
Now, question eight. Choose which party you're most likely to be at. So we got four pictures. Picture one is a group of friends. Well, it looks like... Group of friends behind the sofa. Or behind... Well, one of them is behind...
cushion.
Both
they're
the
all
guys
like, hugging and scared and curled up on sofa.
I think the girls are least scared there. The guys, look at the guy's jeans. Look at his jeans, man.
He's so scared. His jeans have got holes in them.
And his ankles. Look at his ankles. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's terrible.
They're terrible jeans, aren't they?
Oh,
there's
dear.
Quite a lot of ankle and then a bit of leg. It's embarrassing.
No, that's a terrible thing. Anyway, right, so that's picture one. Picture two is a wild night out party.
Yeah, some kind of club scene.
It's club scene. We got glitter. Picture three looks like...
This is your kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Five young girls in dresses in the garden.
In the garden. Dancing. Yeah, having a good old dance.
I mean, I think that's you in that picture, Dave.
It's me. I'm joining in, yeah.
I think you actually wanted to...
Oh, lovely.
Anyway.
And the final one is a carnival type. Halloween.
Yeah.
A haunted house type of thing.
Yeah. Like a ride.
If we're playing truthfully...
So what's the question?
Choose
which party you most like to be at.
Well, the first...
Well, the third one is we. I don't understand what the third one is. It's just some girls.
Dancing. Is it meant to be like the Wicker Man?
Or a show? Going to see a show or something?
Oh, maybe.
Are they in a show? Maybe.
That's true.
Okay, let's not...
No, well, it's obviously number one.
I'm not going with that one. what kind of... I'd probably be the one on the sofa.
Yeah, I'll be behind the couch. The cushion. Cushion!
Cushion. Cushion.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be behind both our girlfriends.
Yeah, with my terrible jeans.
Your terrible jeans, yeah. Right, go with that one.
Go with that one as well, yeah.
Oh, my days, there's more questions.
Number nine. It's going to be 10, I reckon.
I could speed this up. I could just...
Yeah, let's speed it up a bit.
Do you know what Samhain is? Question
mark. No, move on.
No, right, Google it. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Just go with that.
Yeah, no idea what you're talking about. There's stuff like, yes, it's for a reason, but heard it once or twice, doesn't ring any bells. Is that a fabric?
Is it a fabric?
Anyway, I've no idea what
you're
talking about.
You can't answer a question with a question.
That's true.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, you can.
Right.
But anyway, that's a whole other game.
I'm going to go with doesn't ring any bells for me.
Yeah, same. Okay.
Oh, okay. And question 10, when do you start to get excited for Halloween? Right. It's always Halloween in my life. I'm actually Jack Skellington. Somewhere around summer, once the weather starts to get cool, September probably, October is usually when I remember it's happening, or the week or day before.
Yeah, the week or day before.
Yeah, week or day
like
before.
Like most normal people.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's another question. This could be 20 questions, Dave.
Well, let's keep going.
This is a great choice.
Which is...
Let's keep going now. We've come this far. We're in the long haul.
Oh, dear. Which movie is your favourite? Pirates of the Caribbean, It's Cinderella, Night of the Living Dead, or Hocus Pocus? Now Hocus Pocus.
Man. I've only seen...
Oh, what?
One
what?
Of those.
Which one? Pirates. Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, man.
Or Cinderella, I probably saw as a kid.
Sure you've seen Cinderella.
Never.
But you've not seen
I know the story.
You've not seen Hocus Pocus?
No. What's that? Is that good? Is
it's it? It's a really it's a great it's a Disney live action Disney. It is.
Oh
actually,
yeah, I'm not into
it's
all that.
Properly good. It's properly good.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's good though.
Next question.
I need to think about it. Hocus Pocus. Oh man, are you superstitious?
It goes on.
Are you
superstitious?
Sure, sometimes, quite a lot. Maybe a teensy bit. Definitely not. I don't think so. Definitely not.
Definitely not. Move on.
Oh, my days.
More,
trick or
more
treating.
Kids.
How old is too old? 12, 15, 10, 18. You're never too old.
They're all too old. 18, what? Yeah, definitely too
this
old.
Image? Have you seen this image?
Yeah,
What, he's dressed up as a washing machine.
That's a great outfit, though.
That's an amazing outfit.
Yeah.
Shall we just say that's our outfit?
That's what
are
we'll do, shall we? Yeah.
Quit outfits.
The quiz.
That's a whirlpool as well. There's a lot of effort gone into that.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is great. And then there's one kid with a basket.
Yeah, she obviously got the...
And then jumped on her head.
That's brilliant. Okay, how old is too old to go trick-or-treating? 10. No, 12.
12, well...
Yeah, I never
even
win.
Even 10. Probably 12. If you're going with kids, then it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, we're going to go 12. Final answer.
12. Oh, Jesus. Which of these is a Halloween candy you never want to see in your grab bag? My days. Right, you got candy corn, cotton candy, apples, raisins of any kind, or granola bars.
In your grab bag? Why would you have granola bars? Apples.
Granola bar. Well, it's very healthy.
I like them all, to be honest.
I like raisins.
Yeah, I like raisins of any kind.
I'm going to go with candy corn,
cotton,
I guess.
Candy in your grab bag would be a bit messy, wouldn't it?
That would be very messy.
Get rid of that one.
Right, get rid of that
Boom.
One.
Get out.
Question 15. Do you feel I should have looked this through first?
I feel you should. Yes, absolutely, I should.
Okay.
Oh, you always do. So I'm going to have to eat something. It's been so long since we started this. I need to eat again.
Oh, okay.
I've had my Kinder Bueno.
Lovely. Well, you enjoy
can you hear your Bueno.
Mm. What's the best flavour of candy? We've got red, pink, yellow, green, brown or blue.
Yeah, you'd skip through them, but they've all got like flavours as well.
Right, I'm going to go with brown.
You're not going to pick?
Root beer? No. Oh, jeez.
I'm going to go red. Okay.
Lovely. Good choice. 16. Good choice. What's your favourite Halloween colour? We got purple, black, orange or green or silver?
Black.
Orange.
Black, final answer.
What is your favourite full flavour? Pumpkin spice, salted caramel, chili spice,
autumn for the
apple.
British people.
Yeah, autumn flavour. I'm going to go with salted caramel.
Nice. Cinnamon praline? Is that what you said? Praline. Please don't take my favourite full flavour away from me. I'm going to go with apple.
Apple. Excellent choice. Right, next question. Question 18. Oh, God. What's the least favourite aspect of
wig.
The costume? Wig.
Wig.
Makeup.
Always the
accessories.
Wig.
Okay.
Wig. It's just like hell, doesn't it? It's always made something.
Oh, I don't mind the wig.
But you've not got any head. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone there. It was.
Oh, makeup. Broken. Makeup, obviously. You're comfortable.
You probably like wearing a wig, don't you?
Yeah, put a bit of lippy on.
Oh, a bit of lippy and a wig, you.
Yeah, I'm there.
Davina's out again. Oh.
Right, question 19. Wig. Which of
it's got to be last two now.
Which of
penultimate
these
one?
Sweet treats is best served Halloween theme? Cupcake, cakes, cookies, brownies, or pies? Hmm. So which of these is the best Halloween theme?
Cupcakes.
Yeah, cake or cupcake?
Cupcake.
I'm going to go cake.
Look at this picture.
Oh, God. Okay, I need to change my underpants now.
But for different reasons.
That looks amazing.
It's chocolate. Man. Lots of chocolate with chocolate sauce.
The best chocolate type.
Oh, my mouth's watering.
Right. So we've got milk, dark, semi-sweet, what's that? White, and I don't like chocolate. Well, it's
not
dark.
Like chocolate. It's
dark
ridiculous.
For me.
Is it? I'm going to go milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Dark can sometimes make you feel ill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's more! Oh, 21! Question 2. Dave! What have you brought us to? This quiz is never going to end.
Come on, we can do this.
We've got to stick it out now. This is like the whole show. We can't go back now. We can't lose this. We've got nothing.
We've got so much more to get through. Right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What is your favourite fruit-flavoured chewy candy? Starburst, fruit snacks, Haribo gummies, Skittles, or Dots, Jub-Jubs?
Jujubes.
Jujubes. I'm going to go Jujubes. I don't know. No, it's Starburst, isn't it? Oh, what do you...
Haribo.
Haribo, right.
22.
Pick a jack-o'-lantern. You mean a pumpkin. Right.
Jack-o'-lantern.
We got Creepy Smile, this cute Jack Skellington. Yeah. Is that cute? That's cute.
Yeah.
This one that seems to be having a snack of another one. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The Menacing One or a Pair of Grinning Twins.
Creepy Smile, no.
They're all pretty good. No. I like the Grimacing ones, the Grimacing Twins ones.
I've got one of two that I'm going to go for, so I'll pick whichever one you probably don't go for.
I'll go for the Grinning Twins.
Oh, I wasn't going to pick either of them. The Menacing Smile is a classic, so I'm going to go with that. But I do like the one where they eat another one, like chewing.
Yeah, me too. That's really clever.
You can have kind of fun with that. 23.
23. What's your favourite autumn activity? Going to the pumpkin patch, making spiced teas, making autumn soups, hiking, or Halloween, obviously.
Hiking?
Yeah.
What's your favourite? Hiking is my favourite.
I do like, of all those...
Hiking.
Yep,
done.
Yep.
24.
Yeah, done. What's your favourite part of the autumn season? The leaves changing colours, cooler temperatures, the crisp air, longer nights, or the coming holidays? I like the leaves change colour.
I like all of that, really. The crisp air.
I do like the air. Yeah, yes. No, I like the leaves. Leaves, I'm going leaves.
25, it's got to be the last one. 25.
Right, would you rather go out or celebrate Halloween at home? This must be the last one. Home or out?
Home for me.
Home.
Well, it depends when. When I was younger, out.
Yeah.
But currently home. Yeah.
Currently home. Definitely home. Well, especially given the current COVID-19 situation, home is definitely safe.
Home is the answer.
Oh, no. 26. Does Halloween have to be scary to be fun? Have you clicked already?
So no, I think it's got to be scary, isn't it?
Absolutely. Halloween is always about the screams, or no, there's so much more to Halloween than spooks. And we got, these pictures are terrible.
But then it's just the party, isn't it? It's just a bit, I don't know.
Halloween,
scary.
Halloween, you got to give it a scare. Why? Why is there another question? How many outfit changes do you go through on a typical... What? Right.
So I wear the same costume.
I wear the same costume just once. A work costume and a party costume. A work costume. All right. So this is for adults. At least twice or more than twice.
No, I wear the same costume.
No, I wear the same one.
That's a creepy picture.
Question 28. Horror films? Yes or no? But there's three answers.
Yes or no, or depends on the movie.
Oh, yes or no. Ah, okay. So
they've got yes, please. So, that's a hard no.
Hard no. Oh, depends on the movie. You know what? It depends on the movie for me.
Yeah. Depends on the movie. 29.
29. What's the scariest of these?
Snakes, spiders, clowns, worms, maggots. Cockroaches.
Ugh.
Why is he eating one? That person's eating a cockroach.
That's terrible. Oh, God, that's awful.
Disgusting.
Why is the maggots on a spoon?
But it's scary, probably not scary.
I don't like... Spiders are fine. Snakes are fine. Clowns are... I don't like clowns.
Depends on the clown, though.
Well, it could be a happy clown.
Like, the clown in that picture is very scary.
I find the cockroaches more scary than clown.
Yeah, I probably agree, to be honest.
Yeah, cockroach.
Cockroaches, especially when you eat them. Number 30, last question. It's got to be. No one does a quiz with more than 30 questions.
It would be this would be.
I don't care if you're 14 or not. No one does that. Right.
When do the Halloween decorations come down?
Decorations?
They never go up, right?
Who does Halloween decorations?
Right, so we got November 1st, Halloween night after the party. What? Halloween... Oh, that night. Right,
that very night.
Okay. A couple of days into November and a little at a time. Puffed, I might give it...
Puffed.
I might get it to it before Thanksgiving or never.
I'm going to go November the 1st because sometimes I might just be like, I'll do it in the morning.
Take away all that Halloween...
I probably wouldn't put any up.
...decoration. So never, because you don't put any up.
I see what you mean.
So you don't do
But are they going to take that as it's... Are they going to take that to being all year?
Probably. Probably, yes.
I'm going to go November 1st.
I'm going to go with never.
Okay. Oh, my God!
No way! It's ruined. The podcast is ruined. We'll have to... No.
Who does more than 30 questions?
Question 31. Pick a cursed object. We've got a mirror, a locket, a doll, a vase... and a book.
a vase.
A cursed object. Where's the tennis racket?
Yeah, where's the tennis racket?
Jeez, man.
A highly strong cursed object. Dolls are creepy.
The mirror or the doll? Mirror or the doll? Mirror or the doll?
The
mirror.
Doll looks creepy.
Mirror.
32.
Question, would you rather be possessed, cursed, or haunted? Choose between three?
That's a good question. That's the first good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. Right, let's examine this. If you're haunted by something, you can't really get away from it.
Yeah.
If you're possessed, you don't know about it.
It becomes you. Well,
yeah. Ooh.
You would know if you turn into a werewolf, say.
I suppose,
You've got to know, haven't you? You've got a sense like it's coming or whatever.
Yeah. And the last one, the curse. Well, it depends what the curse is.
What's goofer dust?
Goofer dust. Gopher dust.
Gopher? It says goofer.
It does say goofer. It depends.
This is the
being...
longest quiz ever.
Yes.
In history of quizzes.
Is this our curse? We do this quiz for the rest of...
This is what it's like to be cursed, is it?
Possibly.
Well, I wouldn't want that.
Well, with the haunted one, it depends what I'm haunted by. But if I'm haunted by Casper, the friendly ghost, then it's all right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I can deal with that.
If you're possessed by you just get really good looks or something, that's a good thing to be possessed
that's
by.
That's a good thing too, yeah.
And if you're cursed with...
a tennis racket.
Being so cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I might go with haunted because, you know, you could have a chat with the ghosts and stuff.
Possessed, cursed. I think cursed, maybe not. I don't know.
It's a hard one.
I'm going to go for haunted as well.
We're going for haunted. Right, we're both going haunted.
Because I could tell stories to people. is Halloween your favourite holiday?
Question 33. Is Halloween your favourite holiday? You know it. Or, I mean, there are some others that are pretty good.
There's a guy in a Christmas jumper.
Guy in a Christmas jumper. He could be possessed.
It's probably not my favourite, so...
It's not my favourite, though. No. I prefer Easter. Sorry.
Ooh. Ooh, it's Dumbledore.
It's Dumbledore doing his thing. Look at him. Oh.
He doesn't look very happy.
No, he's angry.
What are we on now? 34. Focused.
Question 34. Have you ever cast a magic spell? Nah, not my style. I've never cast, but have them cast on me. I've thought about it, but never followed through. Or all the time. Yeah. Yeah, I thought about it. Definitely.
Really?
I've not followed through, so.
Yeah. It's not that scary to follow through.
No.
I kind of thought we might have a follow through.
Yep. A follow on the podcast would be great, though. So.
Yeah, please follow us. For more great podcasts.
Quality content. We can make
the
a
longest
podcast.
Quiz in history.
We can make a podcast that literally just does stupid quizzes online.
Yeah.
That could be our thing.
That could be our new thing, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Right, okay.
Forget about Dad's life. what about quiz life?
I thought about it, but not followed through. That's my answer.
Nah, not my style. Because
not your style.
No, really. There's more Harry Potter stuff.
It's Hermione.
She's from Harry Potter.
She's looking a bit confused. There's a Bunsen burner there. Look, she's. Bunsen burner. Question 35: if you brewed a magic potion, what would be its effect? You've got eternal torturous laughter. Unimaginable riches, a powerful love potion, necromancy, or as if I would brew just one.
Is this a good... If you brew a magic potion, all this eternal torturous laughter. So that's a bad thing.
That sounds terrible. You could give it to your that guy you hate, you know?
Yeah, the bleeped out one.
Yeah,
let's not talk about it. I'm not sure he's actually going to hear this podcast.
Probably not, no.
Anyway, but... a powerful love potion? No, I don't need that. I've already got that, baby.
Don't need that.
Unimaginable riches? Yeah, I'd probably go with that. But I'd give it away, because money's nothing
to me. I'm gonna go with as if I would brew just one.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with the riches.
Oh, jeez. 36.
Yeah,
what's
goes
the
on.
One thing you wouldn't do, even on Halloween? So we've got play with an Ouija board, touch a cursed object, or open a demon box. Where do you get a demon box from, anyway? What?
A demon.
Where, do you get it from like a
demon?
I get it from a shop.
A demon. You just get it from a demon.
All right. play Obviously. Bloody Mary or something similar. Try to resurrect the dead or call on dark forces to have my will be done. So it's saying you wouldn't do one of these things, but you would do the others.
What's the one thing you wouldn't do? So what's like you would definitely never do that because it's just... I probably would never play with a Ouija board because I've seen enough films and I've heard about them enough.
I've seen the films. They are bad news.
But I would be... I would be interested in some ways, but probably play with the Ouija board.
Yeah, so no, yeah, Ouija board.
It's finished, Dave.
Oh, it's finished, thank God.
You should be a princess. It says you should be a princess.
Can you screenshot that?
I can, yeah.
Oh, send it. Put it on the thing. That's fantastic.
Print screen.
You should be a princess. That's fantastic. After all that.
There you go. I've put it on the thing.
Now we know.
You should be a princess.
That's fantastic.
How many questions was it? 35.
35 questions to get to you should be a princess. Well, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, man.
And yours, what's yours, man?
Oh, don't tell me it's gone off. Oh, no. No, it's fine. Sorry.
Lost all that massive quiz.
It's a bit boring, my one. I should be a clown.
Oh.
After all I said about clowns as well. Mine's rather boring.
Have you got a writing bit below it?
Yeah, there's a whole spiel.
Yeah. Well, one of the first lines of mine says it's an excuse to dress up as something adorable or gorgeous.
Yes.
The real fun is feeling lovely for a day and going out with your friends is why you should embrace your inner princess and make that your Halloween costume.
Can you copy this too, please?
Make the dress as big as you want, as pink as you want, as frilly as you want. This is your time to go all out.
Oh, no. That's so good. Lovely. Can you show Kat? I think you should show Kat.
Oh, I'm not sure I should.
You could get one of her dresses on, mate. You look beautiful.
Christ.
So you're going out as a princess and I'll be joining you as a clown.
Yeah. Well, you always join me as a clown. Oh! Boom!
Bang. Nice one.
Terrible. It says... take another quiz. Should we do another one? We've got time for another one.
I want to read my one to you.
Go on.
I want a costume that will be fun, you say to yourself. I want to be silly, you think. Wrong. Beneath your smiles, you clearly want a costume that will terrorize everyone from small children to the most stalwart soldier. Because you, my friend, are destined for a clown costume, the most horrific costume of them all.
Ooh.
You like to smile through terror, cut with kindness, and giggle at the inevitable destruction of our whole planet. Halloween is your time. Jesus Christ, this is dark.
This is like the complete reverse of mine. And we basically said all the same things, God. Bottom a few.
God, amazing. That's a...
So you're really dark and mysterious, and I'm a princess in a pink frilly dress.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll save that for all time.
I'm not sure what would be more scary, you dressed as a terrible clown or me in a pink dress.
Both are pretty terrifying.
Yeah, both are quite actually, scary thought.
Oh, dear. Well, I didn't expect...
Thanks, Dave, for that. Yeah.
Oh, man, you're welcome. I think it's time for...
We'll never get that time back.
I think it's time for a break.
Yeah. Whew.
That's Life Podcast. Not for everyone.
Hello, are you back?
Yes, hello, I'm back.
I've just seen your clown on the...
Yes, it's awful, isn't it?
Scary, that one, yeah.
Oh, God.
The inevitable destruction of our whole planet. That's... Halloween is your time. Wow.
I went dark.
Yeah, I went very dark, very quick.
You should be a princess. I love it, mate. Well done. Congrats.
Thanks for doing that quiz. I mean, what more can I say?
What were you expecting? Not 35. Not that. 35 questions.
I was expecting a quick 10 question quiz, and then we'll move on to the next thing.
We're an hour in. Should we continue?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, should we do one more thing, maybe, for the fan?
Oh, no.
The fan must be gripped.
I was looking forward to some of... Yeah, let's... Okay.
Oh, well, let's do them then. What's the worst? They'll have to listen all the... Well...
Okay. Oh, hold on. I haven't...
We save them. Save one for next time and do one. Save one.
I really want to do the choose your own path story. I think that would be fun.
All right. Well, let's do that. Then we'll do the blurb plot thing. Another next year.
So you haven't created one?
Well, no, you got to put all the words in, last time where.
Sorry. Okay.
That's part of the fun, isn't it? To put all the silly words in and all that. Remember last time
no,
we did?
I see,
all,
no,
like...
I see. I thought you generated a story ready to go. But okay, fine.
No. So that will take a while. So maybe not that one.
All right.
Okay. We should also cut this bit out.
Yeah, that's fine. So let's do the choose your own path. So you actually, no, I'll click on it. You I'll narrate it.
Yeah, you talk me through it,
and we can go through it. Okay, so we are moving on with the show. So now we are going to do a horror game. This is a choose your own adventure story. So I've got the page up. Basically, I'm going to read the story, and. Tom, you need to tell me what you would like to, where you'd like to go. On the thing. So this might be quite good. So
decide our own fate.
We'll decide our fate. Exactly. So this is created by Sophia Phoney. Sorry if
who?
I'm Sophia Phoney. So sorry if I got the name wrong there, but we're gonna do your story here, and we'll see where we end up. So
yeah,
if you're sitting comfortably.
So I am.
Just taking a swig.
Okay, I'll take a swig as well. Oh, lovely water.
Lovely water. Okay, so here we go. Welcome to the horror game. Choose your own adventure. A place where your choices end in either survival or death.
Ooh.
Every action has consequences, so be careful. Now go out there and remember to have fun.
It sounds a bit too cheerful, but anyway.
Wait for it.
Just you wait.
You're bored. You are really bored. And you need a bit of adventure in your life. Everybody swears that the old house on the edge of the town is haunted. They also say that anybody that goes into the forest during a harvest moon won't come out.
Ooh.
Should you do this? No. Are you going to anyway? Yes. Now, to decide on where to go. So, you got Dark Forest or the Abandoned House?
Ooh, I see.
Your first choice?
The Abandoned House.
We're going to the Abandoned House. The Haunted House. Here we go. Oh, lovely. Okay. Oh, it's not... Okay, right. The house has stood here for years. A solemn... decrepit ruin. That's fine.
The thing I like about these is how well you tell them. You know, it's all in the telling of the
it's
story.
All the telling the tale. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, man.
You're welcome, man.
You put me out of it now.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
The house has stood here for years, a solemn, decrepit ruin. You
That's
shouldn't
better.
Be here, but something inside calls to you. Besides, you have your gun. And with you, in case anything happens.
Where have I got a gun? Okay, something happens.
I don't know, man. It could be a water pistol. Somewhere in the house, a music box plays, haunting and entrancing. The song beckons you deeper into the house. Do you head towards the music or away from it?
Oh, is that my question?
That's your prompt, yeah.
Let's go towards it.
We're going towards the music.
Okay.
It might end quickly. Ooh, nice.
No, I've got a gun, it's fine.
Okay. You move deeper into the house, trying to find the source of the music. But no matter where you go, it never seems to get any louder or quieter. It's driving you mad. You find the kitchen. Sitting on a dusty counter is a pie. It's still fresh.
There's always a pie in these stores,
no.
Isn't there?
Oh no, my mind has gone to American Pie. Right.
Focus.
You find the kitchen. Sitting on a dusty counter is a pie. It's still fresh, radiating heat. Your mouth starts to salivate in anticipation. It's been so long since you last eaten.
Oh yeah.
Have a slice or leave it be.
Why would you just have a slice? Walk into a haunted house. Oh, someone's left a pie. I'll just help myself.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have this lovely pie. Thank you. Yes.
No, I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it.
Leave it be.
Let it be. Ooh, let
okay.
it be.
Ooh, okay. You don't touch the pie. Anything that good smelling can't be safe. You can eat after you find the music. You exit the kitchen and enter a hallway. Old portraits hang on the walls. The hair on the back of your neck stands on end. The single hair.
No, the plural of hair. Isn't plural of hair hair?
Oh, is it? Oh, I stand corrected.
You say hairs? What did I, the hold hair, on, maybe you were...
The hairs on the back of your neck, yeah. The hair on the back of your neck stand on end. I don't know. You say the hairs on the... Oh, I don't know. Okay.
You say, like, you've got a full head of hair. Not full head of
no,
hairs.
That's true, actually.
But then you probably... If you said the hairs, you'd probably not bat an eyelid. Anyway, it's not important.
Hold on. I hadn't quite finished that sentence. The hair on the back of your neck stands on end. You're being watched. At the end of the hallway is a staircase. The music gets louder as you draw nearer. A strange stench grows stronger as well. It's Jamie!
There it is. Oh, Jamie!
He is.
He's appeared at long last.
So do you want to investigate the smell or keep heading up the stairs?
Let's go upstairs.
Keep heading upstairs. Ooh. It's going well so far.
Ooh.
The steps creak and groan as you walk upstairs. Something in your gut says that bad things will happen if you linger any longer. The second level is eerie. Layers of dust cover everything. The music incessantly calling you does nothing to soothe your nerves. There is a medieval suit of armor standing before you. It holds.
Put it on.
No, hang on. It holds a battle axe in its rusted gloves. There's something strange written on the blade. Right, so you got check out other things or investigate the blade.
Investigate the blade.
It comes down on your head. Oh no. Upon closer inspection, the stain appears to be dried blood. What?
Oh. Ooh.
The suit of armor has clearly seen battle. You bow respectfully to it before leaving. Why would you do that? The music is impossibly loud now. Ringing in your ears. You can barely stand it. Music boxes shouldn't even get that loud. You pray that you can shut it up. You found it. The music box that's haunted you ever since you entered the house. It's old. A dainty ballerina slowly spinning. It's too loud. You close the music box. The music plays on. Make it stop or run away.
I feel like making it stop is going to lead to something bad, but running away is just a bit boring. Make it stop.
We're making it stop.
Make it stop, Dave, please.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Oh no. Okay.
The music won't stop.
I want to run away.
Too late. The music won't stop. Why won't it stop? It was supposed to stop. It's too loud. You pull out your gun and shoot the music box. It doesn't stop. The music is overwhelming, clawing at your senses. You didn't want any of this. You raise your gun to your temple. Pull the trigger.
What?
End. End.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Survival, and then you just shoot yourself.
Oh, well done. Congrats.
Can we do it again and go into the forest this time?
Oh, do you want to, should we try the forest section?
Yeah, I feel okay, like that was a bit of an anticlimax.
It was a bit of a weird ending. Yeah. Oh, I can't end. Why can't I? Can I start again?
I feel like if you just run away each time, you just.
I wonder what happened if you ran away. I want to go.
If you want to survive, just don't go in. Just don't go anywhere.
Well, you went into the abandoned house. You didn't have to.
I know,
go.
But just don't go. I had to go in one of them, didn't I?
It's true.
Okay. Right, I'd like to go to the forest this time, please.
The dark forest.
No, just the forest.
No, the dark forest.
Oh.
Right, okay, the dark forest.
I'm going to the house.
Here we go. The forest. The dark forest.
The dark forest, Dave. I don't want the forest.
He got it wrong. The dark forest is quiet. Too quiet. The silence is unnatural. As if every living thing that knew better had already fled from the area. It's dangerous here. You have a dagger, but what use is it to you, really? So you get a gun the other time, you got a dagger.
Yeah,
dagger
this time.
You come across,
I might stab myself in the head.
Oh,
you know?
Well, you know, that could be that could be your end, yeah.
That could be my ending.
You come across a fork in the road. Which path do you take? The well-travelled and maintained path, or the ravaged and remote path?
Can I pick up the fork?
No. Sadly, no.
Oh. What was my questions? What was the options?
You got the well-travelled and maintained path or the ravaged and remote path.
The ravaged and remote.
Go on then. Okay.
Let's go for it.
Dead. No, sorry. You continue down the overgrown path. You feel the air grow heavy as if the dark forest is closing in around you.
So that was a scary ghost
noise.
That was scary, was it?
Ooh,
it wasn't yours.
No, it wasn't you. Keeping you up.
No. It's not like we've done the longest quiz in history.
Maybe you should got here on time.
No. Right. Oh! Yeah, that's fair enough.
Right. The path takes you to a river. There is a bridge leading over it. But the wood is rotten and the water is still. Cross the bridge or wade through the water.
Cross the bridge. Probably gonna fall in.
Cross the bridge. You slowly make your way across the bridge. Suddenly, you lose your footing and plunge into the river. You try to make your way to the surface, but there is something wrapping around your leg. It drags you deeper and holds you under.
Is that the end?
Ooh.
Oh,
That's it. You're dead. You're dead, mate.
I died again.
You died on both sides.
What are you meant to do? I guess stay on the normal path, wouldn't it?
I suppose so. Why don't we leave this for next year?
Yeah. I was trying to choose the scary ones, but...
Yeah, but you did go down the riskier routes, yeah.
Yeah, to make more entertaining,
Well done, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
We never got to learn what the dagger did.
No, I think it probably stabs.
Yeah, you shot yourself in the... You forgot about his dagger. You could have used it to try to...
Yeah.
Cut off
That's
something.
True.
Cut off
I didn't even get
thing.
A choice to do that.
No. Oh, well.
Well, thank you very much for that one
fun.
As well, Dave. That was most enjoyable.
You're welcome. You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
Shall we end with a poem? Are you going to finish us off with a... That sounds rude.
Oh,
sorry,
Romeo.
I do apologise. Shall we finish the show with a poem?
So this has been a scary Halloween special podcast. I hope you're scared. I'm pretty scared. But we're going to finish off today with a bit of a poetry corner. We're making a comeback with the poetry corner. We haven't done one for a while. So this is a poem.
Oh, we know. Last time I think I did.
Oh, you did do.
Up one on the spot.
Oh, the last one. Well, that's true. But that's not a bona fide poem, then, is it? Really, it's this. Oh, this not a released one.
That hurts, Dave.
This is an official one. Okay.
Right.
Okay, be with me.
What about the one that you made up? That's not an official one.
Well, no, obviously not, no. But I made it up before, didn't I? So.
But it will be in the That's Life book of poems.
Remembrance, yeah. When we get around.
Yeah,
to
there'll be a book out one day.
One day. They could write a book on this.
Yeah.
So to finish off our scary times, we have a rhyme for Halloween. And this has been submitted by Morris Kilwin Guevara. Tonight I light the candles of my eyes in the Lee. The Lee.
Oh. You know what I said before about it? It's the way you tell them. You know, it's just. There's a class to the. Sorry, go on.
You ruined. Oh, okay, I'll start.
Oh, I ruined it. Yeah. Yeah, that was all my fault.
Do you want to read it?
I wouldn't do any better.
Dear. Right. Tonight, I light the candles of my eyes in the lee. And
candles
in the eye. Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe start again.
No, and I'm not doing that line again. And swing down this branch full of red leaves, yellow moon, skull and spine of the hare. Arrow me to town on the neck of the air. See, air and hair.
Yeah. This is one of the things your poems didn't always rhyme. I always think it's better when they rhyme.
I hear the undertaker make love in the heather.
What?
I didn't read this before I...
Oh, you didn't? No, that is surprising. Yeah, I really thought you looked over all of the material before our podcast. No, I didn't think you'd go just free fall, you know, just see what happens. You know, well, yeah. Brilliant.
Serious, Daz?
Don't cry.
This is a serious poem. Don't...
Sorry, I'm sure it is.
They'll ban us if we do.
I love how, like a few lines slides in, you're like, I didn't read this before. Maybe I should have read this. This isn't what I was expecting. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. The Undertaker is making love in the heather.
Yep.
To heather? Yeah, yeah. To maybe heather, it's with heather, I don't know.
Oh.
The candy maker, poor fellow, is under the weather.
Do you think he just wanted a rhyme? Oh, he's under the weather. Oh, great. That's good. Oh. It really is in the way you tell him. Oh.
Jesus. Oh. Okay, I'm with it.
You're with it. You're doing great.
Skunk, moose, raccoon, they go down to the door.
This is like a kids show, isn't it? Skunk, moose and raccoon.
They go down to the doors in threes with a torch in their hands. Or please, oh please.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Oh God.
This plays well.
No, you're gonna have to help me.
Spell it out.
You're gonna have to help me.
What? What's wrong? You can't pronounce it.
Baruch Spinoza and the butcher are drunk. One is the tail and one is the trunk. Of a beast who dances in circles for beer and doesn't think twice to learn how to steer. Our clock is blind. Our clock is dumb. Its hands are broken. Its fingers numb. I like that. No time for a martyr of our fair town who wasn't a witch because she could drown. Now the dogs of the cemetery are starting to bark at the vision of her bobbing up through the dark. When she opens her mouth to gasp for air, a moth flies out and lands in her hair. The apples are thumping, winter is coming, the lips of the pumpkin soon will be humming. By the caw of the crow, on the first of the year, something will die, something appear.
Ooh. That was quite good, and once you got through it,
it's not bad, the first half
is a bit different to the second half.
Yeah, no, it's like two people wrote it.
Well, I think maybe just the way you told it, but where did you get that from?
A Rhyme for Halloween. It's from Poems of the River Spirit, copyright 1996.
Poems of the River Spirit.
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
I mean, it made me laugh, and I enjoyed
it. It's not the point. It should be.
Sorry, I didn't laugh.
It should make you feel scared. It should make you feel. You know.
Yeah, it didn't really do that for me. It was quite interesting.
Oh dear! The first three verses. Well, no, the first two verses.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was beginning to think, why am I here? Why have I spent my evening doing this?
That very first line.
Well, what was the first line?
Tonight
again?
I light the candles of my eyes in the lee. Is that meant to be lake? What's a lee? Lee, what is that?
Makes a place.
Candles of the lee. A protective cove in the harbour.
Ah.
Right, well, okay. That makes sense.
Well, that's actually quite, yeah.
Well,
quite
that makes
good.
Sense, but, you know.
That actually does make sense now.
You need to know what a lee is.
Yeah. They should have, at the beginning, they should say, a lee is a protective cove in the harbour, you know, at the beginning. So then we can all the words that might be quite hard to know.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Well, do you want to, my voice has gone.
Because of all that, all the speaking.
No, because of, that's deaf. You know.
That's deaf.
What a show that was.
What a long show.
That's going to be fun to do. Yeah.
I have total faith in you.
Thank you. Man, we hardly got through anything, didn't we? No, it's good. I did enjoy that. A bit crazy.
Because that quiz. That quiz went on forever. 35 questions.
To find 35. Out. Well, it was worth it, to be honest. To find out that you should dress as a princess.
Yeah.
I think Mark needs to know.
Wasn't what I was expecting.
Fantastic.
I don't know if he does. Really?
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, superb.
Well, thank you for listening to That's Deaf Halloween Special 2020 with Dave and Tom. He's Dave, I'm Tom. In case you probably know that by now. If you didn't know that till now, then you'd be, well, a bit confusing, maybe. I guess you don't really need to know our names, do you? It's not important.
A bit like Ant and Dec.
Yeah, nobody knows which one's which. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Join us next time when we do a podcast. It probably won't be this long. Perhaps we won't let Dave decide what we, you know. Or perhaps, Dave, you should just have a quick look at what we're doing. You know, don't just pick stuff off the net that looks like, that'd probably be all right, actually. Yeah, I can't be asked. I'd put that, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll do a poem. It'll be just put an old poem. Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah.
You love
but
it.
But thanks for the time you put
you
into
it. You love it. No, you're welcome, man. You're welcome.
No, it's a pleasure. It's always good fun.
To the fan for joining us on this journey of a Halloween podcast. Stay safe this Halloween. Keep your distance from other people because of the coronavirus pandemic.
And yep.
We will see you in the next show. But in the meantime,
have a pleasant fright.
ha.
That's Life podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.